Hey, this is Kelly Thompson, writer of IDW's Gem and the Holograms, and you are about to have a truly outrageous time here inside the Pull Bag.
Synergy, can you help us?
Hello, and welcome to the Pull Bag. This is the 47th episode for Back Issue Classics here inside the Pull Bag. This is our final episode of the year, and we're ending it on Gem and the Holograms from IDW. We're going to be talking about issue number 10. Thank you for that, the Peanut Gallery. We're going to be talking about issue number 10, which is Ryo Pachinko, Boy Reporter, and the holiday special. And we are a week late on the holidays. Christmas is over. The new year is almost upon us. And yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and blame IDW, but I think it was Diamond or somebody somewhere screwed up. And the holiday issue came out before issue number 10. We are releasing this on the day that issue number 10 is supposed to come out. So, according to Kelly, through my various emails with her, through Kelly Thompson, the writer of the comic, issue 10 takes place, story order, before the holiday issue. So we're going to start with issue 10. And of course, joining me as always are the
Misfits.
I was going to say a couple of Misgrams.
Misgrams. I'm not that old. Shush.
No. It's a joke from the annual when they had to name the kitty.
Oh,
they named her Miss Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Because they couldn't decide whether it would be holograms or misfits.
Yeah. Just call us your misfits. Come on.
Yeah.
We wreck your life all the time.
Ain't that the truth? God. So, Amy is here. Hello.
Hello.
And Nicole is here. Hello.
Bonjour. Aloha.
Yes.
Hi.
All that stuff. That's right. So we have three covers for issue 10. We have the regular cover, which is Jem and Jerrica back-to-back, and then Jerrica is next to Ryo. We have the sub-cover, which is Jem and Pizzazz, which with, a cat.
Miss Kitty.
Okay.
Kitty. Yep. That was the Miss Graham. There you go.
Yep. And we have, this month was Archie month for IDW. They had variant covers based on Archie comics and, okay, that one's, alright, I don't know, pick a cover.
Who are you asking?
Hello?
Which one?
Who are you asking?
Anybody, I don't care, pick a cover.
Hey, I have to say, all of these covers are awesome and I had a hard time picking. Just saying, all three of them, like, give me any three. Those I like all three. For some reason, it just, the stars aligned this week, and I want all of them.
Okay. Nicole,
I like the sub cover. I think it's
which one?
The first one.
Oh, the regular sub. Okay.
Yeah, the one by Victoria Rabato.
Yeah,
Rabato. Sorry,
I love the kitty. It's the kitty.
It's the kitty.
Hey, the key to Nicole's heart is animals.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, you better be careful saying something about kitties too loud. Make sure Nuke and Taser don't hear you.
Yeah.
No, I'm a dog person to begin with, but I do love kitties. So.
Yeah. I got to go with the regular cover. It's just awesome.
Hey, so each one
really
of us had
is.
A different answer again. This
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I like when that happens. Sorry.
I like it when Jen Bartel does covers. I really like her art style. We saw that back in Shayna Wars in the Outrageous Annual. So
yeah.
I like it when she gets to do covers. And this one is Ryo Pachinko, Boy Reporter. We have the previously page, which is Ryo and Jerrica making up. Yeah, I probably will make that mistake more than once.
making
we have
up or making out.
No, I said Jem, not Jerrica. We have Pizzazz learning that Jem and the Holograms are going to be their opening act, and then she gets in the car accident. And we start out with, you know, and Kelly told us this in the interview, that issue 10 was going to be a Ryo one-shot kind of deal, and kind of like from his point of view, and this is pretty awesome. I'm digging this.
I didn't. I know that we interviewed her and she said that, but like it was like ages ago, and I've like I've slept since then. So everything she said, it was like it went in one ear, right out the other. I mean, I remembered it for the first couple of days mm-hmm. afterwards, but you know, it's like I have a very short term memory. What can I say? But
well, with four records in your house, yeah. you'd think that you know.
I was pleasantly surprised by this, to be honest. I was like, oh, it's a Rio episode. It's like, I like it a lot. And it made me appreciate him in so many ways. And I'm like, he is definitely not the Rio from the show.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
I love this guy. Can I have a date?
Oh, damn. So as I said, this pretty much picks up where 9 left off with Pizzazz at the end getting in the car accident, and we, you know, have the whole hospital thing, and it's Rio and Stormer in there, you know, talking about Pizzazz and all that stuff. And I really like the art style in this. The only thing I will say about this issue in particular that I do not care for the art style is... I should mention before I get too far into this, Kelly is obviously on writing. We have Corin Howell on the art.
Hey, Corin did
what'd she do? She did the last half of the second Windblade miniseries. Yep. And she was also on the 6-issue miniseries from DC for Batmite. Well, I love Corin and I love her art style. The only thing, she makes Roxy look like a man, and it just looks horrible.
I like how everyone else looks except for my favorite character.
I mean, and it's not even in the like in the beginning page here where we find out that it's months ago when Roxy and Jetta get, you know, are pushing each other out of the dressing room when Stormer Pizzazz got in the fight. Mm-hmm. It's not even that page that makes her look. It's later in the story, specifically when Rio is interviewing her. The scene, the image where she says pizza, ha 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 ha. She looks like a woman bodybuilder. She just and
I guess that makes her so you don't mess with her.
I guess.
Don't mess with Roxy.
No. So, what do you guys, Nicole? What are you thinking so far as to the inner workings of Rio and how he's kind of like at the center of all this stuff between the two bands?
I kind of like because I was wondering how they were going to, you know, get them together besides the. You know, going on tour because you knew they were going to have interactions before they go on tour. Mm-hmm. And so I think, yeah, I like how they're putting him as the middle guy, the middle man. Mm-hmm. And I got to admit, Rio's not totally annoying me right now.
He's like the dude is like, knows all the secrets behind things. Cause he sees stuff. He walks in on stuff. He's like there. So it's like, I like the fact that he's the secrets thing is kind of, they kind of switched it in a little way where it's instead of him being out of the secret, he's like in on all the secrets.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for one so far.
Yeah, but that's okay because if that's the only secret that he doesn't find out about, or maybe he finds out about it, they'll work it, I think, in the right time.
But oh, absolutely.
It's the whole point is that he seems to walk in on lots of different things. So it's like he's seeing a lot of things, and I'm sure that eventually, I don't know, we'll see. Let's just say, after reading this, I really trust anything and everything that Kelly's ever going to do. If I was ever worried about it now, here we are 10 issues in, and I'm like, you know what?
Yep.
Brilliant. give me more of this. She's got a job forever. Please give her this forever.
Yes. One of the secrets at first that Rio walks in on is Stormer and Kimber. And I love that panel. I love that panel. He's like, whoa. And he just walks out. I just love that. That's awesome.
Well, and they kind of didn't know because they were kind of, you know.
Well, no, they didn't. I'm saying.
Of course.
I'm saying the imagery of. It, of him in the two panels where he walks in and then he just walks right out.
Yeah.
I just love that.
Yeah, that's good.
And then come to find out that Roxy and Jetta are roommates.
I love that, actually.
I like that.
You know what? It puts a completely new spin, because now I wonder every single time they fight, they are totally just doing that on purpose. It's all of a show.
Right.
So they're not really, they don't really hate each other that bad. It's like, actually, no, they have to do that so that, you know, they could throw pizzazz off. And I'm just like,
if you think about it, it makes sense, kind of.
It totally makes me fall in love with these characters. It really kind of does. Like,
oh, she would kill us if she found out.
Yeah. There's a lot of things in this that you just don't expect.
But when you find out, it's like, oh, wow, that's so brilliant. I like that. I like that a lot.
So I guess since, I think it was it the very first issue or the second issue where we run into Rio fixing his bike or something or other, and I guess now it's fixed?
Is it?
Yeah, because he rides off on it. So after his boss gives him a chewing out, because his boss, I guess the paper that he works for or whatever is one of those, I don't want to say rags, but it's one of those papers where the boss is like, I don't care, get the story at any cost, no matter what, you know, no matter who it hurts.
Yeah.
And Rio's a stand-up guy. He's not going to do that.
Amen. Yep. And I like how he fixes it, too.
Mm-hmm. Because so, he gets help from Jerrica.
Quite literally, he's the vice. He's the rock and the hard place. He's stuck between it all the time, which is going to make some really great conflict for him. He's going to be a fun character to watch.
Yep. Can't believe Kimber still has that shark costume on.
Well, because she doesn't want to pick up. That's why.
I love Kimber. I love her so much.
She's a little pain in the rear.
But she's so funny. Oh, my gosh. All of her little antics. It's just
like, the thing is, she does all the things I wish I could get away with. I'm not cute enough to get away
please.
With it. I'm not
you cute know as you'd as get away with half that crap.
No, I'm not as cute as Kimber to get away with that. So.
Maybe not the shark thing, but...
I mean, this one kind of read pretty fast. You have Rio's character, and you have how he's running around all the secrets and everything else, and dealing with everything else, dealing with his boss, and by the time he gets frustrated enough and drives off, we then get to the point where he's going to help the he's going to ask them for help, and he basically lets them know that, hey, yeah, you guys are going to be the opening act to the Misfits, and Aja, oh god, Aja, I love Aja. She's like, why don't we just drop a light ringing on me again or something? Just love that, absolutely love that. So they give them time. You know, he gives them time to talk about it, and they're gonna help him and all this and all that, and at. This issue reads really. Does it read fast for you guys? Because it read pretty fast for me.
It did. It was good. I liked it.
It basically ends in the hospital with Pizzazz and the Misfits and Rio walking in on them, and she's not really giving a thumbs up, but she's kind of giving, like, you know, hey, a thumbs up. Then of course Jetta brings the cat in there as well.
I love it.
Yep.
Hey, it's a therapy animal. It should be allowed in the hospital.
I'm not saying it. I'm just stating that there is a cat in the final image. That's all I'm saying.
The only problem I have is she was in a major car accident. I've been in a major car accident.
Mm-hmm.
I think there'd be more damage to her than besides her throat. I mean, she was hanging over that steering wheel.
Yeah, she
should
was.
Have had some broken bones.
She should have, yes, I will agree with that. But see, here's the thing. The whole throat voice thing is going to play into the...
Well, yeah, I knew that. But...
That's kind of where it's going. What else do we like or not like about issue 10, ladies?
It's got a kitty in it.
Okay, we know what Nicole's opinion is. Amy, do you have anything more elegant to add to the conversation?
I just liked as a character piece. Like, this shows Rio. I mean, it gives him a complete something I didn't know about him, but then also that he's a good guy. I mean, it's made me really, really like his character all of a sudden, even more than I ever. I mean, if I had any doubt as to what role he's going to play, like, he is such a charming guy. I'm like, hey, wow. Wow. I really liked that. You know, he just such a nice guy. So, yeah, I have to say, issue was just really perfect for me.
I personally loved the interaction with Rio and Roxy. I love that whole thing. Because she is so annoyed with him. Like, that whole insult about his face. And I love
and then the fact that she's like, you don't like your face either?
Yeah, I love it. And I love that they keep the bagel joke going. I love
that. Oh, yeah.
They're never going to drop the bagel
joke. That's fine, because bagels are awesome.
I agree.
English muffins are better.
What? There's something wrong with you.
Oh, come on.
Who does not like bagels.
It was...
Yeah, that's exactly what Roxy said. So there's something wrong with you.
I turned it around. Come on now. You know how we've always said on Showtime Synergy, you know, Jim and the Holograms, blah, 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 and the song. And then the song goes, oh, the Misfits, their songs are better. I turned it around and said English muffins are better.
Yeah, whatever.
You're wrong.
Okay, then. On a scale of 0 to 5.
I know what I'm giving you for Christmas.
Right.
Bagels.
As long as they have pizza on them, I'll eat them. oh, crap. This is already going downhill, folks. 0 to 5. What are we going to rate issue 10, ladies? Amy, you can go first.
Oh, I'm going to give this a 4.5. There you go. Wait. What? You just say out of how many?
F.
0 to 5.
Out of I'm going to give this F. I'm like, what?
0 to 5.
Okay.
4.5. Okay. Nicole?
I'm going to give it a 4. Like I said, she was in a major car accident. That really sent me back just because I've been in a car accident like that. The drawing of Roxy kind of threw me off too. I'm just like, yeah, because she's my favorite character, so I'm gonna be a little more picky when it comes to her. I do like Rio's style. I love her Stormer. Her Stormer, especially the panel where she's crying there. I think she looks absolutely gorgeous and adorable at the same time. I really like that.
That's good.
But Roxy, I don't know. I can't get over that. But it does have a kitty. Either. Has a kitty in it. that plays a sub 4.
Oh boy, yeah. No, I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 5 as well. I just can't get over the way Roxy looks.
I gave it a half because I really liked it. Just even more than I had a good payoff in the end. I was like, oh, that's awesome. I just didn't expect that. And I'm like, oh, happy. And like I said, I don't remember. I remember we interviewed, but I didn't remember what. All the little reveals and stuff that she gave us afterwards.
Well, she didn't give us much. Yeah. All she had said was
there's going to be a one shot for Rio.
But it's 10 that it was going to be a one shot for Rio. It was going to be kind of a special thing.
It's special. I mean, really special. I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I don't think, and I even though my memory sucks as much as Amy's does, I pretty much know she didn't give too many spoilers away about. The Rio issue.
You're supposed to say that we know stuff, right?
Right. No.
The illusion.
No.
We know about
there is no illusion in Jim. I mean, this is not Mask for crap's sake. Illusion is not the ultimate weapon here.
It is, totally.
All right.
Bowie would beg to differ.
Oh, God, here we go. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the holiday special after this.
This is why we're misfits.
Ain't that the damn truth?
Grab your helmets, because it's time to assemble Mask. Mask Mayhem is here with your hosts, TFG and Mike, Optimus Solo, and brand new host, Toon Master Tim. This podcast, covering all 75 episodes of Mask, will feature in-depth analysis of every episode, talking the toys, and more. Mask Mayhem will run 30 podcast episodes. You can find us on iTunes and www.geekcastradio.com. So get your spectrums ready, as podcasting is the ultimate weapon.
geeks and geekettes! Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
All right, we are back, and it is time to talk about the Jim Holiday Special. But first, we should talk about the fact that IDW is doing, what, 5 holiday specials?
I love it. It's great. Mm-hmm.
They've got Jim and the Holograms Holiday Special. They've got the My Little Pony Holiday Special. They've got the Transformers Holiday Special. They've got X-Files, and there's one other one I don't remember off the top
of
my head.
Mickey and Donald.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. Mickey and Donald. Yeah. But we're here to talk about the Jim Holiday Special. And this came out a week before Christmas, sadly. Because of story order, we had to review this after Christmas.
But we could still look at it. It was pretty.
Yeah, exactly. This, for me, is one of my joys of the year, not just because it's a holiday special. It's because when Jim first got launched and Amy Meberson had done the 5 covers for both, or the 10 covers actually, for the Misfits and the Holograms issue 1 and issue 2, I was like, yeah, I need to see more of her art. And I know I can go over to My Little Pony and check her out there, but I wanted to see what her Jim art was going to look like. And I remember this is one of the things I mentioned in the interview with Kelly. She's like, oh, well, if you like that, you know, just wait for the holiday special. Amy's the artist in this. So Amy Meberson is on art, M. Victoria Roboto is on colors, letters by Sean Lee, edits by John Barber, and editorial assistance by Transformers enthusiast Carlos Guzman.
Yeah, Carlos.
We have 2 covers. We have Pizzazz with a piece of coal and a little present, with her red shirt saying ho ho ho.
Oh, and she's got a bracelet that says naughty.
Yeah, I like that.
And the sub cover is Synergy, Aja, Kimber, Shayna, and Jim. And Jim's hair looks like a Christmas tree.
It decorated as a Christmas tree too.
Yeah. Pick a cover. Pick a cover.
You okay there? Too much holiday cheer choking you up there?
Pick a cover.
Who are you asking?
I went first last time. It's your turn, Nicole.
Okay, I will say I'm a sucker for Pizzazz, but I can say the regular cover. Don't get me wrong, the sub cover is absolutely adorable, but there's so much that I like about that Pizzazz look. I mean, her between her shirt, her bracelet, and just the coal. I love it. The only thing that would make this better, Krampus. She'd be awesome with Krampus.
No.
That would be awesome.
No.
That would be totally awesome.
Oh, next year, Pizzazz and Krampus team up. Wow.
You know, I just noticed she's got black wings too.
Yep.
Okay, that's won me over. I totally like that cover. I like both of them too, but the fact that she's got black wings, I'm like, yeah, she's rocking it, man. She totally give me that cover right there. I love it. Oh my gosh.
And her earrings are icicles. How cool is that?
Yeah.
This girl's got style.
She's rocking it.
The thing about the sub cover is Jim is all the look on her face is priceless as far as like what the hell. But yeah, no, I agree. I have to go with the regular cover with Pizzazz on this one because that just looks so badass.
Amy Meberson kind of owns this issue.
Yeah, she pretty much does all the way through. So we get a little bit more of. We get a little bit different look as to the previously. We get the more video. We get This Means War, which was from earlier issue. So we get that again. We get the announcement that Jim is going to open for the Misfits. And then we get the car accident.
And the kissing.
Yeah, and the kissing, of course.
Skip out on some of the good stuff, man. Jeez.
This one is just simply amazing. We start off with the holograms carrying a Christmas tree.
Or at least half of them carrying the Christmas tree. One of them is not doing her part.
Three-fourths. Three-fourths.
Can you guess which one is not doing her part? Who's going click, 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 click. Uh-huh. Yep.
I love the writing on this because it's just so awesome.
I totally agree.
It's just, it's, you know, this is, if you look at it this way, and if issue 10 had come out when it was supposed to, this was supposed to be the last issue of the year for Gem and the Hologram. So
well,
they started.
Technically for us, it was.
Well, yeah, I'm saying. I'm going.
I'm
going to kill you, Amy.
I'm Kimber, you know, on the podcast, aren't I?
Ain't that the truth? God, dye your hair red. Oh wait, you did.
I did.
Damn.
It's not as long as hers, though.
You need to you need to make a red version of your Lady Wreck avatar now, because I keep seeing the blonde version. I'm like, wait, that's not right. Anyway. okay, so we've got Kimber, and Kimber is super distracted by her cell phone, and she ends up dropping the tree.
Well,
and
she wasn't really helping all that
much.
Yeah,
she was.
Yeah, true.
She was like, you know, had one hand underneath the top of it, going, okay, it didn't droop over.
And in one panel, she's like, oh my God. And I love what Jerrica says. More like, oh my Kimber. And then Aja gets really, really
she's
mad.
Like, Kimber, come on.
I love what Aja says. That's it. The tree can go inside and we can strap Kimber to the roof.
I love it. Oh my gosh. See, but now every time I see Aja, I think of Kelly. Because she's... So I just picture Kelly... The writer, if people don't understand that.
Kelly Thompson.
Yeah, I just picture, because she, that's her favorite character, and she always, like, that's how I ever respond to things. I just picture Kelly doing the same thing.
That's awesome.
I love the look of Shane, on Shayna's face. Just like, she has that look of like, really? That just happened?
Yep. I love how she's saying, you know, not helping.
Not helping.
But I was barely even holding it. Not helping.
And then we have this really weird setup to something that happens later. We have this lumberjack guy come by.
I loved that.
The lumberjack guy is awesome. Mr. Brawny. I'd date Mr. Brawny there. Yeah, he's cool.
I just like the fact that, like, Aja's so, like, suave about it. Like, no, about a billion of these guys talk to me all the time. Yeah. Oh, and she's like, yeah, it's the disinterest. It draws them like flies to honey. I just love that.
So they end up having to go to the holiday. They talk about in the van after she gets the tree strapped to the thing. About having to go to the holiday party or office function or whatever it is. And we get there, and apparently both bands conveniently missed out on the Secret Santa.
Because they got there late.
The thing is, I don't think there was really a Secret Santa. I think it was Elise just setting it up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure, yeah. But the way it's said in the writing is that they missed the Secret Santa picked for them.
Mm-hmm.
And this might be the best panel of Jim for 2015.
The look because... of fire between them?
No, where you have the name tags and their reactions.
Yep.
Just absolutely is... easily the best panel of this comic of the year so far for me.
That is, oh, you have got to be kidding me.
Yeah. Jerrica gets Pizzazz. Pizzazz gets Jim. Stormer gets Shayna. Shayna gets Stormer.
They basically just get each other.
Yeah. Aja get Jetta gets Aja. Yeah, they basically just get each other. and it's really funny. I really dig this. And, you know, so Pizzazz is up and around. Care to comment on this, Nicole?
That Pizzazz is up and running around?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, oh, good old Pizzazz. She's having
a hard time. That's the comment?
She's not liking this. But she has one of the best comments of the whole comic here. She's like, I mean, I'm Jewish for hell's sakes.
Yeah. I love that.
And you know that she's lost her voice. And that
yeah, because it's got, like...
Yeah, probably got... she's, like, screaming that. But it's probably coming out like this. You know?
Exactly, yeah. She's like, I'm Jewish for hell's sake.
To know that Pizzazz has lost her voice, I think that's just amazing.
I swear
the
to
amount
God.
Of frustration that is embodied into her over that is just like, ah!
I swear to God, Amy, next Halloween, you need to dye your hair green and go as Pizzazz, because you can really pull off that voice no matter what it is.
Okay. I'm not saying no. I'll have to grow it out a little bit and shave it on one side. And
you could just get a wig. I got some wigs.
Totally rock. No, I really would go with that color green because it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I'm Roxy, so we need to find a Stormer and a Jetta.
I don't think Heather would go for that.
Oh, she might. Stormer. I can see Heather being a Stormer.
So everybody's kind of done with the party. Everybody's kind of fed up with the fact that they got people, you know, who they got and whatever else. And I love Aja. Cole for everybody.
Cole for everybody. We're done.
Yeah. And then Shayna goes to Kimmer. It's like, it's okay. I got Stormer. I'll get her something good.
And then could you make her an amazing dress? Oh my gosh, I love this.
Well, because because we're going down a path of regardless of, and at the end of this podcast, folks, we are going to get into the Dark Gem solicits for next year. Yeah. you know, we had in the annual, and we had earlier in, I think it was issue 9, her whole thing about the fashion design stuff. Mm-hmm. So they're working their way towards that, and they're kind of showing it off here with her designing a dress for Stormer.
Yeah. I love the next panel when she says, "Okay, do you know her measurements?" She's like, "I know everything." I can just say, "I know everything."
Just see what. As annoying as Kimber could get, she has the most adorable moments. She really does.
Kimber in this has the most adorable moments. At like the one where she's running late and she's like, you know, so late. Like that when she's running down the street and everything else. And just so the next panel we get Jem or Jared.
Jericho.
I'm gonna do that, folks. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Damn it.
It's the same. Jem Jericho.
Yes.
It's okay. A TV Rio does the same thing.
Oh. Thanks. Yeah. Got a purple wig for me out there? Anyway.
You're not part of our group. Go away.
I'm the one that brought this group together, damn it. Anyway.
Be careful what you're looking for. You could get a purple wig instead of baked ones.
God. Let's see. Fly to Massachusetts. Well, that's what I was going to say. Fly to Massachusetts, have my cousin Rachel dye my hair purple for the second time, hoping it works this time, because last time it didn't really work.
I could dye your hair.
Oh, God. I don't know.
I dye my hair every 3 weeks. I think I got it down.
Right. The last time my hair, the first and only time I tried to dye my hair purple, it purple. Went in purple, it washed out purple, it turned my hair... Eminem Brown.
Oh, no.
And then I basically said to my, oh, what else you got? I got Manic Panic Red, so I essentially went Kimber in the 90s. And then I went swimming, which was a dumb idea, obviously, because then I ended up with gem hair. And I have photographic proof of this. It's on Facebook, you guys. Go look at it there. But anyway, back to the comic. Jerrica is trying to be the bigger person here, saying that they're the good guys. And I think it's Kimber that says, well, aren't the Misfits the bad guys? And, oh, hey, we need to be bigger people.
This is where you get the holiday tie-in. Oh, everyone's good. Santa's going to visit everyone.
I want to be on the naughty list. Thank you.
Amy wants to get it beaten by Krampus.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Come on. We know it doesn't exist.
You know those footsteps on the rooftop? Those aren't right there.
There rose such a clatter company. All right.
I'd say bring it. That's the record
side.
Yeah,
I'm not so sure Krampus could take Amy. I seriously doubt it.
I have kids. I ain't afraid.
So we've... Where the hell am I now? I don't even
talking
know.
Talking about that Kimber was asking if the Misfits were the bad guys.
If they're the bad guys. And
I just like the part where it says... Or the part where it says, all right, already, letting it go. Love some coal for nobody. Yay!
Yep. So lumps of coal for nobody, and we get Kimber and her lack of subtlety.
Yeah, she's like, okay, we need a little bit of ideas of what to get them. Then already on it, yeah. You know, she's like, click, 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 click.
Yeah.
When
but
you're
you
ready,
know,
direct.
Perfectly. This is perfect, you know.
I like that subtlety. Thy name is Kimber. And then she's like, subtlety is dumb.
Subtlety is dumb.
Oh, damn. So we get that, and then we go to the Misfits. Come to find out that, you know, they're all getting presents, and I like Roxy. Says, no kidding. What does a dumb guitar player even want? That's just... absolutely awesome. And then they talk about letting them outshine them, and
well, I thought that was kind of good. Is that they're sitting there going, "We're not going to do this. This is a dumb idea." And then, Stormer says, they're apparently getting us something," and they're like, "Oh wait, diabolical!" Oh, wait. Yeah,
we can't be outdone by them.
We can't be outdone by them. So now they start making plans, and you just see this little smile from Stormer.
Smile on Stormer's face.
She's like, "Yeah, I got this. I got this."
Yeah, I got them started.
The next set of pages and panels are all about the gifts and everything else. And I think my favorite part about this is Kimber.
I just learned how to weld.
You need to teach me to weld. No.
No. No, I don't think it was like, a no. What I think was a no. Absolutely not. No, you do not need to do this.
No,
yeah.
That would be dangerous. No. Absolutely not. No.
Yep.
This is amazing. You have to teach me how to weld. No.
Not at all. And then we have the next page is Jem and Rio trying to have a date night, apparently. Or not. I did it again.
Jerrica.
We know who you're talking about.
Jerrica and Rio having a date night, and I just love this because somebody is screaming for Aja is screaming for Shayna, and Jerrica's like, maybe you can take this screaming into another room. And we see that Shayna is decked out in a dress because Aja has set her up with a lumberjack.
I wonder if he wears women's underwear.
I have to say, she looks stunning. I like.
She looks great.
She does. She looks awesome.
For a cartoon character on a comic book page, she looks fantastic.
She looks great.
Yeah, she does.
And I like what Aja is wearing too. That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. So we get to the date for Shayna because issue 9, the annual, and all the stuff recently, you know, Shayna's like, oh, I so need to start dating again. So this is kind of where it kind of picks up. Apparently the blind date didn't go so well.
And she's had a little too much to drink, just saying.
Yeah. She's standing in a bar, or she's sitting in a bar, talking to the bartender, whose name is Tony.
Tony!
Now, yep. I know this for a fact, because when we talked to Kelly for the interview, this was not in the interview, but I asked her off air if Anthony Julian was ever going to appear, and she said, yeah, but he's called Tony now. So this is another character from the show in the book. We then get to Pizzazz.
Find out about what happened with Lumberjack. He was a fake hipster lumberjack.
Yeah.
Gotta be wary of those fake hipster lumberjacks.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, if she was ever worried about the adorableness that she had, drunk Aja hanging, kind of flirting with Tony is really cute.
Shayna.
Yes.
Drunk Shayna, yeah.
I was going to say that Craig might not find that too cute.
My bad, yeah. I meant
Craig
to say,
is even there.
I know.
He's right behind him. Oh, God.
Yes, I meant Shayna. Shayna.
Yeah. So, essentially, everybody now has...
somebody.
Dates and somebody and whatever else.
Except Jem.
Well...
like... she could get any guy she wants.
You're just trying to complicate things, aren't you?
That's my job.
Yeah.
And when I fail at my job, Nicole does it.
That's kind of sad.
Depends on which way you're looking at it.
Yeah.
That's still kind of sad. The next page is the reveal of the Misfits' presence. Roxy and Jetta getting Rock'em Sock'em Robots. That's amazing.
Of themselves.
Yeah.
Yes, of themselves. Yeah. Oh, boy. Pizzazz gets a collar from Jim. Stormer gets the dress. The next page is the holograms gifts.
That Aja Stormer dress is amazing.
Yeah, it is. Aja gets a helmet.
A really cool looking helmet.
Yeah.
Kimber gets a Rainbow Dash costume.
Oh, their pajamas. Their footsie pajamas. Come on.
Okay,
I saw
well.
That and I just went, oh.
I want
God,
a pair.
That is so Kimber. Oh my gosh. She is such a Rainbow Dash.
If there was ever a Gem My Little Pony crossover, Kimber and Rainbow Dash would be the team up. Oh, boy. So we then get to, obviously, Jerrica / Gem, because apparently, you know, Pizzazz didn't get her anything or whatever else.
Or at least
and
that's what it seems.
That's what it seems. Pizzazz comes to the door, and she asks if Gem is there, and I just love this. Where she essentially stands not 5 feet away from the door. She even says Showtime Synergy. She transforms and says, coming. Like, I'm not faulting this. I don't have a real problem with it, but I do have to question it a little bit. Like, how does Pizzazz not realize that it's... because every time I hear Jerrica or Jim in my head, it's Samantha Newark. It will always be Samantha Newark. And... there's no difference, not that much of a difference between her Jerrica and Jim voices.
But see, you don't know that in this comic, though.
True.
And it's through a door on top of that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but you can hear things through, you can hear people yelling through a door.
Come on, she lives with Kimber, there's always going to be noise.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, it depends on how thick the door is, I mean, you know.
Yeah. So we get... we get the reveal of Jem to Pizzazz, so we get Jem and Pizzazz meeting here, and Pizzazz gives her this grab bag It has a whole bunch of things there. Everything a front woman should need plus $500. And when I first read this, I understand it's a gift and she's, you know, her heart's in the right place and all that. But I'm thinking, is she trying to bribe her or something?
No, I think that she's just showing her that, hey, I'm doing something good. Don't forget this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think for me, the way I interpreted it was that, okay, I'm going to give her something that it's not really amazing, but it's something that I find useful because I'm the lead person in my band. And so she's the lead person in her band. And so like, okay, this is something functional. It's not mm-hmm. too personal, but it's like functional. You know what I mean? It's like
yeah.
pizzazz, kind of she would give something a little bit more personable to somebody that's closer to her. This is like a, okay, well, if I'm obligated to get a gift, I'm going to outdo myself, but I'm also going to give her something that means nothing other than it's functional. And so right. And that's what the way I took at it. And I was like, wow, you know, it's kind of like respect. I'm the leader of my band. You're the leader of your band. Here, I'll give you something that might be actually useful for you.
And especially since, you know, Jerrica gave her a gift that really was unexpectedly touching to her, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Pizzazz has to be one of the hardest. I have a friend that's very similar to her attitude. She's like the hardest person to shop for because she's so picky. But if you find the right gift for her, you feel so good about yourself is the thing. So maybe that was the real present. She actually gave Pizzazz feelings.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, because the thing that she got her, I'm sure, was just kind of like, we saw her reaction. She's like, damn it. This is really nice. Mm-hmm. I like this. So, yeah, this is her probably being nice, probably in mm-hmm. the only way that she could be, because somebody did something really nice for her. And again, right. like what she says, I don't like to owe people. I don't like to owe anyone.
Yeah.
See, but she also, in the next page, she actually, because she needs to keep her face. There's no way someone's going to find out that Pizzazz has a soft spot, you know.
Yeah.
So she turns it around just within three panels, like, okay, we're even.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Yeah.
But she has that look like, okay, this might work
and
out.
And she did this by herself.
Yeah.
That's the other thing is that she did not do it in front of anybody. She did it by herself, so it was kind of like, yeah. If anything, it has made me go, I can't wait for the day that Kelly actually kind of gives us a psychological look into Pizzazz, because I know she's probably got an idea what she wants to go with that, and this makes it really interesting.
Yeah.
She kind of already gave us a glimpse. We kind of didn't even talk about it.
Yeah. But
in issue 10,
yeah.
When Rio sees that, you know, deep down she's pretty vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see what's going to come for Pizzazz.
I just got really intrigued by this issue. So I'm like, yeah. Mission accomplished, Kelly. You did it, man. Yeah. I'm intrigued. Yeah.
And we end on the holograms with the Christmas tree and the happy holidays. And Kimber's like, ooh, dibs in a cool bag. That means you have to carry it around everywhere.
Undibs.
Undibs.
Undibs. So dramatic.
That's Kimber for you.
Yeah.
Kimber looks like she's, you know, when kids do that, I have no bones floppy when you're trying to make them move. She kind of looks like that, you know?
I know that look. I have an 8-year-old that's like,
They either do the no bones thing or they stiff as a board thing, and you're just like, I don't know which is worse.
Or they slump over like they're about to fall over and they're barely holding themselves up. Yeah, I've seen that one before.
Absolutely. Final thoughts on the holiday issue, ladies?
Again, Amy, it's another 4.5 for me. It was brilliant. I loved it.
Nicole?
I love pretty much every moment of this. I mean, from the beginning with the tree, the lessons, them coming together, them working as a team, and then showing love for their enemy. It's basically, it's a holiday special, that's for sure. And I love it. I'm going to give it a 5.
Awesome.
Because Rainbow Dash is in it. Booyah.
Oh,
yeah. I love Tony for the win.
I am also going to give it a 5 because there wasn't anything in here that...
I should change my score then.
Yeah, Amy's the evil one here, folks.
I just compared it to the other one I read, and I thought, wow, these are both really great comics. They're solid. Okay, I'll give it a 5. You didn't have to twist my arm or anything.
It's a really good
fun. But it's more fun when you let us do that, though.
And it's more entertaining for everybody else who's listening.
Ain't that the truth?
I mean, it's just so much. And to know that Tony's going to be coming in, that's awesome. You know?
Yep.
Rock 'em, sock 'em robots? Hello.
Hello.
I would have so much fun with a Rock 'em, sock 'em set with me and one of my friends. If it was me, I'd like, oh, I'm going to get you. I'm going to punch you in the face.
You and Amber Lynn. That's all I can think of is you and Amber Lynn.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Funny. All right, folks. We give it 5s all around for the holiday special. We're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come back and give you the Dark Gem, first 3 parts of Dark Gem solicits, plus the Valentine's special that's coming in February of 2016. We'll be back after this.
Dun dun dun.
So let's say you're looking for a podcast of your favorite 80s comic books, G.I. Joe, Transformers, Ninja Turtles, He-Man, etc. Where are you going to go to find us?
Welcome to Star Joe's Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan.
And I'm Chuck. That's right, everybody. We're the Star Joes. We host a podcast called Star Joe's Podcast, where we talk about your favorite comic books, your favorite toys of all the 80s properties.
Star Wars, G.I. Joe, Transformers, Mask, Thundercats, Voltron, you name it, we cover it. If it's in the 80s, we'll cover it at some point.
Yeah, so what you want to do to find us, you can go to iTunes. You can go to www.starjoes.com.
And remember, the Force will be with you,
because knowing us is half the battle.
All right, folks, here's the deal. Inside the pull bag, we are doing the Dark Gem arc. I know for a fact from Kelly, Dark Gem is a 6-month storyline, so it's going to be issues 11 to 16, just like Showtime was issues 1 to 6. So how we're going to do this in the pull bag is we're going to do 2 parts. Part 1 is going to be issues 11 to 13, and part 2 will be issues 14 to 16. Because of this, and because it's just past Christmas at this point, and it's almost the new year, we're going to give you the solicitations for January, February, and March for Gem and the Holograms.
And you can send spoiler hate mail to Mike.
How are these spoilers?
I'm going to... I know you hate me.
But you'll... I love you, Amy.
Not just you.
You'll bring me back next month.
Well, of course. Who else is going to do this with me? God. All right. So January 2016, Gem and the Holograms number 11, Dark Gem, part 1. Something is wrong with Synergy as Gem and the Holograms' first tour begins. Something or someone called Silica is after them. But who or what is she? Meanwhile, the Misfits need to replace their lead singer fast and maybe even permanently? ? The writing, obviously, is Kelly Thompson. Sophie Campbell makes her return. The bullet points for this one, let's see,
there's gonna featuring be in my, oh, go ahead.
A black metallic cover treatment, outrageous new looks for Gem and the Holograms, just like issues 1 and 2, they're going to have a, Dark Gem part 1 complete metallic foil box set. The metallic foil box set will have the 5 covers. Deluxe black metallic foil collectible box includes all 5 covers for $25, just like the other prices were.
Nice.
Also in January, we're getting a Gem and the Holograms Covers Treasury Edition. Sophie Campbell, Sarah Richard, Jen Bartel, and many, many, many more. Glamour and glitter, fashion and fame, and covers, 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 covers. Since Gem and the Holograms comic debuted, we've had a special cover or two. Now cover free from logos and type, and a giant size under one set of covers. This is 64 pages for $10.
Nice.
Amazing covers by guest superstars like Tula Lute, Tommy Lee Edwards, Amanda Connor, David LaFuente, Stephanie Hands, and many, many more. So that's January. What do we think of the covers for January, ladies?
I'm liking them.
I'm liking
them
a lot.
They're so dark and gritty.
Mm-hmm.
This is my kind of stuff. I like it.
For number 11, I think my favorite one is the sub cover with them on the couch.
Yeah,
that's what I'm liking.
Oh my god, that sub cover is amazing. Like, I don't even want the actual 5-cover box set. I just want that one sub cover.
Yeah,
I gotta make
sure cool.
Comic Shop gets me that because
so
only
goth. It's like, it's dark as my soul.
You know, and some people might have thought at first that was the Misfits. It's not. And the only reason why I know most people wouldn't think that is because Roxy doesn't have red hair, but it's just one of those things where, oh my god, it's so dark and so awesome.
I know, I love it. It's so cool.
Yep, absolutely. So for February, February is going to be an interesting month because February, just like December, is actually going to have two releases for Gem and the Holograms. Gem and the Holograms Valentine's Day Special 2016. Kelly is on writing, Corin Howell is back on art, let's hope she got Roxy fixed, and Sarah Richard is on cover. One night only, tensions run high between Gem and the Holograms and the Misfits as their tour kicks into high gear. And now the sound buried in Synergy's programming, the one that's been profoundly affecting all those who hear it, has just changed its tune for one night only. Valentine's Day, it's making friends of enemies with sometimes dangerous consequences. Done. Bullet points for this. Valentine's is only Gem and the Holograms can bring. And then later this month, or in February, we will have Gem and the Holograms issue number 12, Dark Gem Part 2. Something's making Synergy go haywire, and it spreads to Gem and the Holograms just as they gear up for their biggest challenge yet, touring with the Misfits. Meanwhile, the Misfits introduce their new lead singer, Blaze. Just wait until Pizzazz finds out about that.
Oh, no.
The drama's going to hit the fan.
Bullet points for this one. The Holograms are strained to the breaking point, but so are the Misfits. Who or what is Silica? Part of IDW's big Valentine's Day promotion. Dun, dun, dun. The covers for the February books. What do we think of the Valentine's special covers, ladies?
I really like that wraparound one.
I did too. The Valentine's like card. The Valentine card.
Yeah. Valentine. Yeah.
I think that's cool.
It was very, very
you
cool.
Rock Valentine. That's really pretty. I like that.
I think out of these ones, I don't know. I don't know if I can pick one. I know for a fact that I am not really a fan of the Gem and Rio one. The art style on it just isn't my thing. I like the wraparound cover, like you guys said. I love the Blaze cover.
That's awesome. I can't wait to see her take the stage just for a moment because I know that's going to set off Pizzazz.
Well, yeah.
I cannot wait for that. But I think the Blaze looks absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it does. I think, again, my favorite for this is going to be the sub cover. Oh, God, it looks so good. Absolutely love that. All right, and finally we've got the March solicitations, which, oh boy, there's a lot of stuff going on in March as well. Gem and the Holograms, Dark Gem, Part 3. Kelly on writing, Sophie on art and cover. Dark Gem, not only are Gem and the Holograms not themselves, but whatever is infecting them is now spreading to others every time they play.
Oh.
Jerrica, Aja, Shayna, and Kimber band together, but will they be forced to destroy Synergy to save the world from the Dark Gem sound? Meanwhile, Pizzazz makes plans to get back at her... back. To get
back her band, yeah.
To get back her band at any cost. I'm sorry, I can't see.
To get back at her band or to get her band back?
to get her band back at any cost. And all I can think of is, Peter Cullen and Optimus Prime, no matter the cost. bullet points for this one. The gem story of the year pushes the holograms to the limit. Can the Misfits survive the return of Pizzazz? Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, yes, boy. They will, because they're the Misfits.
That's
and they're
true.
In Hawaii.
So only two covers for this issue. We got the regular. Well, only two covers have been revealed at this point, I should say. I know they're going to have a retail incentive cover at some point, but the regular cover and the sub cover are here. Regular cover is Pizzazz on a green and white background staring at her cat.
I think that's adorable.
Kitty, kitty. Yeah.
And then the sub cover is Pizzazz in some sort of TV store.
It's very retro, and I love it. The colors are just amazing. And is that a picture of Rhea? Or is that...
I
can't tell because it has like a green tint to it. The one that's on her left hand.
That could be Rhea because there's no earrings.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say it could be Rhea is because Kelly did tell us that Rhea was originally supposed to show up before. She was supposed to show up in the viral arc, but because Sophie was taking a break or whatever, they're actually going to be bringing Rhea into this arc.
Hmm. Okay.
I believe, as far as I know. So that could be Rhea.
Yeah, I can't tell because each one of the TVs has like a different color to it. That TV has like a green tint to her. So mm-hmm. I couldn't tell if that was Jim or if it was Rhea.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of interested with what IDW is doing in March because they're... Okay, so they've got the Dark Gem thing going on. They are also doing a 5-week event called Deviations with some of the other books.
Yeah, it's their crossover event.
Yeah.
That they do every year.
Well, these are more like what-ifs or Elseworld tales because one of them is what if Optimus never died?
Yep.
We don't know what happened.
Oh, stop. I just absolutely love that. I know we're talking about Jim here, but the one-shot sub cover of the Transformers Deviations one, it's basically 86 animated with Hot Rod on the front and center.
I haven't seen these yet. Sorry.
Oh, you have?
I'm not up to this.
He put him in the email.
Anyway, so all right, folks. That's gonna do
Maybe
it.
I did see it. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Are you done yet? That's gonna do it for the pull bag this year in 2015. I will obviously have my year blog post, year 4 blog post, because we are approaching year 4 for the pull bag at this point. In January, we're going to have a whole bunch of stuff. I do know at some point, even I think I've told her about this, so it may or may not be a surprise, but Nicole and I are going to be doing D4 VE parts 1 and 2, because the first issue, the first series for D4 VE was 5 issues, and D4 VE 2 was 4 issues, so we'll be doing that in January. We may, not we as in Nicole and I, but somebody and I may be covering the first couple issues of the James Bond series from Dynamite. And other than that, I don't know what's coming up in January, but February is going to be interesting because Nicole and I are going to have a lot of pre-production to do in January for February because February is going to be the first time ever inside the pullback we're going to be covering My Little Pony comics, and it's called Fiendship is Friendship February.
Wow. That sounds like fun.
It's going to be awesome.
Too bad you're too busy with 3 kids. All right.
Only.
Make your greatest game into comics. We will catch you next year.
Aloha.
That was a brilliant way to end the podcast today. Me talking over you again.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pull Bag, the GCRN's comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate our show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you are leaving the message for, and your name. Become a fan of us on Facebook by searching Geekcast Radio Network. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter @GeekCastRadio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.